Feuer.
It's good to see everybody back. We should have a good year, Bezrat Hashem, together. Siyata Dishmael, Shukha Will. I want to talk a little bit about the beginning of the year, the beginning with Shana Aleph, the beginning of... It's not just about Shana Aleph, though. It's about just thinking of another person. Because, you know, we're going to give the din in a few days. Rosh Hashanah is coming up. And Yom HaDin, the Iker Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel on himself. But Beinenu, he's not mochel. In other words, if we do something, one, Bein Adam L'Chaveru, he's not mochel on it. We have to do tshuva on that. We have to ask Achila from each person we did something wrong to. And it's a really, really big sugya, Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Right? There's two sides of the luchos, one Bein Adam L'Chaveru, one Bein Adam L'Makom. And we really have to start thinking about this because the Iker Din, is not usually what we do against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more what we do Bein Adam L'Chaveru. I mean, we do a lot negative HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really, really, the big things that we do, Lashon Hara, Rechilas, all the bad things that we do, a lot of bad things, are negative Chaverim. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit. A guy came over to me, Bemet the Holy Yid. He came over to me last night and he asked me, listen, Rebbe, what do you think? Should I go to sleep early? And then I can get up early and I can have a good day of learning? Or should I go sleep a little later when the guys are coming in? The guys were coming in at like 1:30, right? 1:30, 2:30. I think they got in at the end of the day, at the end of the time at 2:30. And then I'll wake up at 9, I'll daven a little later and I'll... So I said to him that even if you daven late, even if you daven Kriya Shema after Zman, it's not so bad to help another yid. That's what I said to him. So he wanted to be mfarsamit in my name, so I'm being mfarsamit in my name, as I'm saying it in my name. But the union is, what am I saying? The importance of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, you got to understand what it is. It's not so pashut. And really, to understand this nekuda, we really have to go deep into what Shoshei HaChassidus. Shoshei HaChassidus go back, you know, I have here a copy, I don't have the book. The book of, it's called Batina Dinahora. It's a book written by the Neched of the Baal Shem Tov. Neched of the Baal Shem Tov is Rebaruch Mimezbesh, right? And he says that he asked the Baal Shem Tov, what's the Ikra Avod of the Baal Shem? What's the Ikra Avod? Ve'yishiv lehem al Baal Shem Tov. Ani bati lo olam hazeh, because he said, look, most people that are being balei avoda, what's balei avoda? They're really working on themselves in avodas Hashem. They're working on all sorts of hardships. In other words, they do taniyot, they fast, they do gilgulei shelig. I don't know if you know what that is. You know, you roll in the snow. You know, it's heavy stuff, heavy duty stuff. It's really, really hard. And the Baal Shem Tov says, no, we don't do that. We don't do that. And he said, "Eishiv lehem al Baal Shem Tov, ani bati lo olam hazeh laro derech acheret. I came into this world to give over a new way, or a different way." He didn't say a new way. Shir'e Adam namshich al atzmo shlosha dvarim halalu. Just to be mamshich on ourselves, three things, and three things bishlemus, that we should do these be'emes v'tamim, not just to do them haphazardly, but to really do them momik alev. And what are the three things? Hainu, avat Hashem. First thing, avat Hashem. Be'oiv Hashem, be'ahavta et Hashem alokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. Be'ahavas Yisrael. And we should have be'ahavas Yisrael. And avat Torah. These three things have to be b'shleimus by a person. If these three things are really b'shleimus in a person, then a person really has shleimus in avodas Hashem. A person that's missing one of them, either one of the three, he's missing avodas Hashem. He's not being over the Hashem be'emes. Because there are a lot of people today, and it's very rampant, that a lot of people are into avas Hashem, and they think it's mamish, big avas Hashem, it's very big, it's very beautiful, and big into avas Torah. Avas Yisrael is nothing. Avas Yisrael doesn't kayam. By the Baal Shem Tov, it's very, very important. Why is it so important by the Baal Shem? I'll tell you why. Because before the father of the Baal Shem Tov died, he died And the Rosh Hashanah was very, very young. He said to him two things. He said, don't be afraid of anybody. Don't be afraid of anything. Just Hashem Yisbarach. Just Hashem Yisbarach. And then he said also, and love every single Jew. It doesn't matter who it is. Love every single Jew. These were the two, this was the Yerusha that the Baal Shem Tov got from his father. So it's the Yerusha that he got. It's a big thing, a Yerusha. You know what I'm saying? You get a tzava from your father. It's a big, big thing. A person gives it over. The last moments of his life, he gives it over to us. The last moments, the biggest thing in his life. He said two things. Don't be afraid of anything. He was never afraid of anything. He was never afraid of thieves, of rotzchim, of anything. Never afraid of anything. Only Hashem Yisbarach. And Avavas Yisrael. So these two things were all made on the top. And then Avas HaTorah Pshita, they have Avas HaTorah through these things. In other words, if a person has really Avas Yisrael, what is Avas Yisrael? Avas Yisrael means, I love every person of Yisrael. It doesn't matter what he did. I love him because he's a Yid. Because he's a Jew, I love him. Because he's a Jew. Why do I love him if he's a Jew? Do I love every oath in the Sefer Torah? Yes or no? Yes. I love the Sefer Torah, right? Every oath in the Sefer Torah I love. And every Jew is corresponding to an oath in the Sefer Torah. So if I miss, let's say I read a Sefer Torah and I miss an oath in the Sefer Torah, what happens to the Sefer Torah? It's possible, you can't make a bracha on it. It's possible, you're not Yetzir Dechovah, right? If you hear Parshas HaMalek from a Sefer Torah that's missing one oath, or one part of an oath, you're not Yetzir Dechovah. Same thing here. If I love every Jew, but I miss one Jew, what's going to be? I don't love it. I don't. My whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. My inner Sefer Torah is puzzle. It's a frightening thing to think about, but that's what's happening. And I don't have that connection I'm supposed to have. So I have to start thinking like this. And I have to start thinking that another Jew is another Os in the Sefer Torah. And it could be very, very far from my Os. It could be very, very far. It could be in a parsha of Amalek. It could be in a parsha of Avram Avinu. It could be in a parsha of Yitzchak Avinu. It could be a parsha of Yosef Tzadi. It could be in all sorts of parshas. It could be in all sorts of parshas. And each parsha has a different thing. But everybody, every one of us is a Jew in this world. We have to love each other. Love each other. It's a mamash mitzvah seseh, v'ahavt l'recha kamocha. Mitzvah seseh brought down in the Rambam, brought down in many places. Brought down in the Chinuch also. You have to love your brother. V'ahavt l'recha kamocha. You have to love him. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara says, it's an unbelievable Gemara. You probably heard some of the Gemara, but I want to go through the Gemara a little bit. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'nochri echad. There's a Maisa, a story, in a Goy. Shebal lifnei Shammai. He came in front of Shammai HaZakeh. There's Hillel and Shammai, right? Shammai HaZakeh. Amar lo, kama torot yesh lachem. He said to him, how many Torahs do you have in your Torah? Amar lo shtayim. Torah shebichtav, Torah shebal peh. I have two, one bichtav and one baal peh. Amar le shebichtav ani ma'amincha. So the guy says to Shammai HaZakeh, picture this, he's saying to Shammai HaZakeh, like Rav Nevenzahl, you know, he's saying, I believe you about you have one bichtav because that's known. Shebaal peh ani ma'amincha, but I don't believe you that you have one Torah shebaal peh. What is that? Gai reini al menat shalam deini Torah shebichtav. So he said to him, listen, give me giur, al menat shalam deini Torah shebaal peh. I want to learn Torah shebaal peh, but only when I'm a Jew. But be megayer mi al menat ken. So that I should, you'll teach me that afterwards. So what did he say? So he says, ga'arbo. Imamish said to him, get out of my face. Votziyom bin zifa. And he threw him out. Bin zifa, Imamish threw him out not nicely. He came in front of his Hillel, Girei. And Hillel Azakein, the same thing he said to him. And he said, you have one Torah, I believe you about one, you'll teach me the one afterwards, and the other one afterwards, and fine. So he says, he was Megayer him. How do you Megayer a guy like that? Yom HaKama Amar Le Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet. The first day he told him, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet. He taught him the Otiyot. L'machar Apichle. The next day, he was Ma'apech the Otiyot. He said, Dalet Gimel Beit Aleph, right? It was Ma'apech the Otiyot. Amar Le V'hayet Mol Lo Amar Tali Hachi. Yesterday you didn't teach me like that. Yesterday you taught me Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet. Today you're teaching me Dalet Gimel Beit Aleph. What's pshat? So he says, Amar Le Lav Alai Didi Kasamchit. You were so mechan mei yesterday. You were somech on me yesterday, and I was megayer you, so be somech on me today. Dalpeh, nami, smoch alai. Torah Shebaal Peh, also be smoch alai. What does it mean that Dalit Gimel Beit Aleph is Torah Shebaal Peh? Because you know, the Otiyot are the Irki Yisodis of everything. And if we ma'apech the Otiyot, that's already, if we go Yashar with the Otiyot, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalit Hei Vav Zayin, so we're going the Derech of the Torah, the Derech that's written. But that's not the Derech Baal Peh also. Baal Peh, you have all sorts of Sugei Otiyot, all sorts of Safei Tevot, Rashei Tevot, all sorts of things. That's already Torah Baal Peh. So if you're going backwards, Tashrak, you're going backwards, and that's already Sodota Torah. That's already Torah Baal Peh. That's one story. Shuv Maaseh B'Nochri Echad. There was another story. Another guy came. Shabal if neshamai. Amarle gaireni al menachel amdenu kol haTorah kula kshani omed al regel achad. Bimla made me the Torah. I'm standing on one leg. I want to stand on one leg. You'll teach me the whole Torah. Dachafol b'hamata binyan. He took a pillar and he mamish pushed him out. Mamish pushed him out. Flew out on his back and that was it. Balif nehilel gire. He came in front of Hillel as a kain and he was megayren. He taught him a Torah that can be taught on one foot. What's a Torah that can be taught on one foot? What you hate done to you, don't do to your friend. In other words, that is the perish of Ahavtal Recha Kamocha, but it's in the negative. In other words, Ahavtal Recha Kamocha, you have to love your friend like yourself. What you hate, don't do to somebody else. Right? What you hate being done to you, don't do to somebody else. Chas v'shalom. Zohi kol haTorah kula. That's the whole Torah, Hillel HaZaken says. Da'alach sanei, d'chaverach lo ta'avid. What you hate being done to you, don't do to the next guy. That's the whole Torah kula. That's what Hillel holds. Can you picture this? Everything that we're learning is nothing compared to this. This is the biggest thing in the whole Torah kula, according to Hillel HaZaken. That was what you hate being done to you, don't do to others. Right? V'idach. And the rest of the Torah, what's the rest of the Torah? Perushu, zil gemur. The rest of the Torah, the rest of the whole Torah is a perish of this. Da'alach sanei l'chaverach lo ta'avid. What you hate being done to you, don't do to others. The rest of it, Yevamis, Ksubis, Baba Kama, Baba Asra, Baba Metzia, you're learning. It's all a perish of da'alach sanei l'chaverach lo ta'avid. It's crazy, right? This is what Hillel HaZaken says. This is great. So go finish it. Go finish the rest. But this is the whole Torah Kula. This is what it's all about. Shuv Maaseh B'Nochri Echad. Then there's the third Maaseh, right? Shaya Uver Achrei Beit HaMidrash. He goes behind the Beis Medrash. V'Shama Kol Sofer Shaya Omer Ve'Eila HaBegadim Asher Yasu Choshen Ve'Efot. He heard a person reading Me'Achrei Beit HaMidrash. He heard a person reading the Big Day Kuna. Okay? He heard him reading about what the Big Day Kuna are. Amar halalu lami. So he said to him, "Who are these four? Who are these big day kuna for?" Amrulo, the kohen gadol. So he said to him, "To a kohen gadol, right?" Amar oto nochri ba'atzmo elech v'etgayer. So I'll go and be mitgayer bishvil sheisimuni kohen gadol. So I'll go and be mitgayer and they'll make me a kohen gadol. I like those gadim; they sound nice, right? The big day kuna sound very pretty. I'll go and be mitgayer. And I'll become a kohen gadol, and I'll wear those begadim. All right. Balif nei shamai. So he comes in front of shamai. Amar le gairani al menacha to simeni kohen gadol. So he said, "Listen, be megayer me, so I'll become a kohen gadol." You picture this? It's a crazy story. Be megayer me. So what did he do? The chafo b'amata binyan shebiado. So he also pushed him out with a big pole. And he just pushed him out. Balif nehi lel girei. And he comes in front of Hillel HaZaken, and he's megayerin. Amar le klum ma'amidim melech, ela mi sheyodea tachsisei malchut. So you want to learn that, so you have to learn tachsisei melech. You have to learn what a melech is. You have to learn about malchus. So you have to learn in the Torah, all dinei malchus. Right? Kingship. How do you become a king? Right? It's chashem. Halach v'kara. So he went and learned. He gets the pasuk that a zar, a person is not shayach to kuna, right? He's a Yisrael. He can't become a kohen. So what's going to be? And the person that does that comes in and is mishamish b'kuna. He
He has to die. Amar le mikra ze al mine emar. Who's this said upon? He says, Yassil al azakein. Who's this said upon? Amar le afilu al David melech Yisrael. Even if David HaMelech comes and he wants to be a melech, and he wants to be a Kohen Gadol, he can't. Azara Kered Yumat, he's going to be made. That's what happened to Uziyahu Melech Yudah. He was mamish, he was mishamish bekuna gedola, and he got tzaras and he died. That's what happened. Anyway, but even David HaMelech, Nasau to ger kal v'chomer. So the ger already learned, he was already lamdan, and he learned the kal v'chomer. Uma Yisrael shnikru banim lemakom. Hare Yisrael are called banim. Umitoch ava sha'avam karal lehem b'ni b'chori Yisrael. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, so he called him b'ni b'chori Yisrael. It's mamish, like a bad mamish. K'tiv al lehem b'azara karev yumat. By him it says that azara karev is going to die. Ger hakal shebab b'maklo b'tar milo al achat kama v'chama. A ger that's just coming the way he comes and nothing. He doesn't have anything. He's not a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet. So, al-chaz kama v'chama is going to die. Ba'al lifnei Shammai. Amar le'klum ra'uy ani liot kohen gadol. So he went back to Shammai. And he said, can I be a kohen gadol? He said to him. Ba'al lo'ktiv ba'torah ba'zara karev yumat. It says in the Torah, zara karev yumat. Ba'al lifnei Hillel. Amar le'andetan Hillel. So he came in front of Hillel and he said, Hillel is andetan. What does he mean on the tan? In other words, he's humble. He's very humble. Yanuchu lecha brachot al roshcha. You should have brachot on your head. Shehikrivani tachat kanfei hashchina. That you brought me into kanfei hashchina. Liyamim, then the Gemara tells a little story. Liyamim nizdavgu. Nizdavgu shloshtan l'makom echad. That these three geirim, they came to one place together. Amru, kabdanuto she shamay bikshal letordeinu min haolam. The kabdanut of Shammai, that he was a kabdan, that he said no about everything, and he pushed them out. He wanted to push us out of this world. We wanted to get into the world of Kedusha. We wanted to get into the world of Emeskite, right? He wanted to take us out from this. And that nuto she lilel kirvanu tachat kanfei hashchina, right? But the anava of Hillel HaZaken brought us tachat kanfei hashchina. It's an unbelievable gemara, right? It's an unbelievable Gemara because basically, what do you see from this Gemara? You see that Hillel HaZaken had a different derech. Hillel HaZaken, Dalach Sanei, the Chavirach Lo Tavid. Right? What you hate, don't do to others. This is a really, really big thing. And you know, every year, you know, it doesn't start right away, but it starts a little bit past us. You know, everybody here became a big tzaddik, Baruch Hashem, over the summer and everything, through Hask and everything, you know. Siyata Dishmaya. And everybody knows, learned so much Torah, Baruch Hashem. And then they become like an upper chavrusa to their chavrusa. And they forget, you know, there's a mitzvah, Esei D'Oraisa, Zachoret Yom Tzedcha Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. You have to remember the day that you left Mitzrayim, every day of your life. Where was I last year? Where was I 2 years ago? Where was I 3 years ago? I was in the same place. I was in the same place, right? I was in the exact same place. You can't look down on anybody. You can't look down on the guys that come in. All these guys that come in, they're all doing their best where they are. They're doing their best where they are. And if Chas V'Shalom, anybody looks down on them, and anybody gives them a bad feeling, and anybody gives them this feeling like they're not worth what they are, it's a very, very bad thing. It's a terrible thing. Because if a guy leaves here, Chas V'Shalom, if a guy leaves here, a guy that we have in our vicinity, if a guy leaves here, and Chas V'Shalom, he leaves Torah Mitzvahs, it's forever. Dari Doros are going to be being so ache to me that I was the one that pushed him out. I was the one that pushed him out. Chas V'Shalom, that anything that we do should push them out. It's a very, very big thing to think about. Here we're talking about Geirim in this Gemara. Here we're talking about Geirim. So you're not chayef to be Megairim. Shammai HaZaken didn't want to be Megairim. He had chumras of his. But here we're talking about Yidden. And it's not so simple. It's not so simple. If Chas V'Shalom, I give the wrong impression. And it's extremely, extremely important to realize this. That where was I last year? Where was I last year at this time? What was I doing last year? Was I able to focus on a Gemara? Give me a break. I wasn't able to look at any. I can't read a word in Gemara. I can't.
I can't. When I was your age, I couldn't read a daf in Gemara. Actually, I could. But when I was before that, I couldn't read a daf in Gemara. But no, seriously, we're looking at it from our eyes right now. When we're looking at it in our eyes right now, what do we have? So we have our eyes right now. But forget about it. Think about where we were. Think about where this guy is. He's entrenched in all sorts of things. He has all sorts of problems. He has all sorts of issues. His parents are an issue. His father's an issue. His mother's an issue. His girlfriend's a big issue. It's not so simple, you know? These guys are really, you know? Each one of them has one girlfriend and then they have another one on the side. You don't know. You don't know. You know what's happening, you know? There's all sorts of things happening. And you never know. You never know. And it's a hardship. It's a hardship. You know, they're growing up together, girls and boys together. It's all gewaldic. But in the end of the day, so we know better now. We know better now. But the way to get them to know better is not to talk down at them, is not to talk bad about them, is not to look down at them, but to raise them up. How do you raise them up? The ikr of everything is to look at the nekuda tov inside them. You look at the nekuda tov inside them and you uplift that, then you've got something big. Then you'll see exactly who they are. Right? If you look at a person and you look at him like this, let's say a person standing here, right? I look at him like this, down. Right? I look at him down. What does he think right away? He thinks, oh, I'm a nothing. I'm Amish. You know, it's Twin Towers that just went down the wall. Right? But if I look at him like this, and I look at him, wow. I exalt him, right? I exalt him. All of a sudden, that person is exalted and he becomes something big. And believe me, you can make the smallest person that you think he's small right now into the biggest person. And believe me, the same way, you can make the biggest person into the smallest person. It's that easy. It's that easy. It's make or break. It's make or break. And it's totally on us. It's totally on us. We're a generation that Nebuch, we're born into all sorts of matzavim. All sorts of matzavim that are hard. They're very, very hard. Very, very hard things we're going through. It's not easy for a lot of people. Some people have it easier in this thing. Some people have it easier in this thing. Some people have taivas like you wouldn't believe. You know, it says about Menashe. Menashe was a big chotei. The Ishbitzer says about Menashe. Menashe Melech Yisrael. He was the one that, through him, the Golus came. You know, he was at the end. But Menashe, he was born in a mazel that he just couldn't take it. He had such a taiva for Retzach, such a taiva for Arayas, for all sorts of things, for bad things. And he was born into that mazel. A person that's born into that, what's he going to do? So he has to calm it down. He has to calm it down. And we have to be there to help him. We're here just to help. I'm here just to help. And if we can help in every way possible, then we can really get things rolling. If we don't, if we go the opposite way, and we go against him, we go against the person, you're going to have a child, children one day. You can have many children, b'siyata d'shmaya. I'm just saying, you can have children one day. And you're going to have to work with each child. It's going to be different. Each child's going to be with one person, one kid. It's easy to deal with. The next kid, oh, you're getting your run. You run for your money, right? Your mom, she don't know what to do with it. This is what happens in life. And we're learning life right now. It's bigger for us, for the Malamed, than it is for the Talmud. It's bigger for us. But we have to realize that we're getting more. In the beginning, we're getting much more. Because we're learning how to deal with people. How to deal with people. It's not simple today. If you come and you say, you're doing wrong, you have to wear tzitzis, you have to wear this, you have to wear that. That's not the way. There's ways to tell them. Tell them, listen, you know, let's learn about tzitzis. Let's learn about it. That's what Hillel is saying, basically. I'm going to be megayer you. He says, be megayer me al menatken. I'll be megayer you. Then we'll learn. Ve'idach zilgumor. The rest, go and learn. The rest, you go and learn by yourself. Slowly, slowly, a person gets into it. And it takes a different type of eye. Because I'm a very critical eye after I learned Torah for a year. I'm a very critical eye, you should know. A lot of people get very critical after a year, 2 years of learning. They get critical at everybody. Like, he's not doing what I normally do. He's not doing what you should be doing. He doesn't put on tefillin. I don't know if he's really a yid like that. I don't know what that, can I be mitzari of him? Can I not? Forget all this. It's not. Forget this. This isn't the way to go. Avos Yisrael means I'm being ohev him because he's a yid, because he was born a yid. Because he's Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we're all brothers. We're all brothers. We have to realize that. Because if we don't realize that now, we're going to lose people. And we're losing people every day. We're losing people every day. Because of all sorts of things like this. People get the wrong impression. People get the wrong impression. When we walk around in town, people get the wrong impression. And we have to think about this. It's brought down in Darchei Noam. Darchei Noam is Nesiv Shalom's son. He says like this, Chazal say, Mikdasheni Shayu Oskim Batrov Mitzvahs, right? Mikdasheni. Right? The second base of Mikdash, they were Osek and Torah Mitzvahs. Ugmilut Chasadim. They were doing so much, it was Gevaldik. Their mamish, Torah, mitzvahs, gemilas, chasadim, everything, b'pnei macharei. So why was the Beis HaMikdash nechrav in Beis HaMikdash HaSheni? B'pnei shayita bo sinat chinam. So the Gemara answers, because it was sinat chinam. What is sinat chinam? For no reason, I just don't like the way you look. I just don't like your nose. I can't deal with your nose. I just can't deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I just can't deal with your beard. Something about you just ticks me off, you know? What is that? But there are people like that today. It just bothers me, like the way you're walking in such a way. I can't deal with you. I can't deal with that one. I can deal with this one, but you know, what is that? What causes that? L'lamedcha sheshkula sinat chinam keneged shalosh averot. It's coming to teach you that sinas chinam is corresponding, is bigger than three big averos. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shpichas Damim. Right? It's bigger than the big three. Vezeu davar shekulam yodim oto. It's something that everybody knows about. Va'af al pichein ein ish sama lev lishanot et hamatzav hazeh. And even so, that everybody knows about it, no one wants to change. Your ears bother me. Something bothers me about you. I don't know what it is. I just don't get along with that kid. You know that one? I just don't get along with him. Like, it's not for me. It's not for me. What do you mean it's not for you? What do you mean it's not for you? Is he a yid? He's your family. He's your brother. He's your neshama. He's your neshama. What happened to us? What happened to us? This comes from many, many years of galus. We're in galus for so many years. We're missing it. We're missing what it's all about. We're missing what Ahavas Yisrael is about. We're missing the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, but we're missing the Torah of Hashem Yisbarach. V'ahavta re'acha kamocha. Would you like it that somebody would judge you because of your ears or because of your nose or because of your eyebrows? What is it? What's wrong with his eyebrows? What's wrong? What do you have? He's a beautiful yid. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? What's wrong? Sinat achinam bo'eret ad hayom. It's burning until today, he says. Hein bein tzibur echad mishneu, whether it be a tzibur, they're tziburin. This tzibur hates this tzibur. You know, you have charedim, you have kippah shuga, you have kippah zeh, kippah. You know, I had a story once. I told this a couple of times, maybe. I don't know if I told it here. There's a girl came in erev Pesach. You know, everybody's, it was mamish like erev bdikas chametz, leil yudalid, right? Bdikas chametz, right beforehand at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She comes in and she says, "Could I ask you a couple of questions? Me and my wife are working. You know, everything is a mess. You know, we haven't finished everything yet. And I'm cleaning up the mix master and this and that, all sorts of things." I said, sure. You know, we've been working since 4 a.m. Tell me, who are you? This and that. I said, "We're just a family here. We live here. This and that." What type of Jew are you? Are you a Haredi? Are you a Mizrahi? Are you what type of Jew are you? I said, "I'm a Jew." I said, "I'm a Jew." He says, "What? No, I have to fill in the box. I have to fill in the box. Like, what Jew are you?" She has the boxes. She has a couple of boxes. She has a couple of things that she has. I said, "Look, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just a Jew. What can I do? That's what I am. I'm just a Jew." He says, "You're not Haredi?" I said, "No, I'm just a Jew. I'm just a Jew." "You're not Mizrahi?" I said, "No, I'm not. I'm just a Jew. I'm sorry." It was a back and forth like 10 times. This went back and forth. All right. An hour later, get this. An hour later, my wife goes out. You know the park out here on the way to the yeshiva, on the way to the dorm. My wife goes out. She hears her on the phone. An hour later, she says, "I can't believe it. I just met a Jew. I can't believe I met a Jew." That's what he says. He's just a Jew. I never heard of such a thing. It's crazy, right? But that's what's going on. people are—we're all misfed. We're all misinformed about who we are. We're Jews. We're not Haredi. We're not Mizrahi. We're not Mizrahi. We're not this. We're not that. We're not Chiloni. We're not Chiloni. I'm also a little Chiloni. My Averis, I'm a Chiloni, right? When I told Ashnar, I'm a big Chiloni, right? when I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm a Haredi. When I'm doing mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, so I'm a Mizrachnik, right? I'm doing all sorts of things. It's not important what we are. Stop the names tags. We don't need name tags. And that's what's causing this. It's being Bo'er the Eish of this. It's a horrible thing. That's what he's talking about. Hein bein tzibur achad mishneyu. Everything. Umachloket she'ena hagdara acheret me'asher sinat chinam. There's no reason for the machlokes. There's no reason for the whole machlokes. There's nothing happened. A person wears a white shirt, so I wear white shirts. So the people that hate me because I wear a white shirt, and then there are people that hate the people that wear the white shirts. White shirts hate the people that wear colored shirts. What's the matter about a shirt? A shirt is what's going to be. That's what's going to bring me to Olam Haba. A shirt? Are you serious? Are you serious that that's what's going to bring me to Olam Haba? If you really believe that, by all means, wear the shirt. But that's not what's going to bring me to Olam Haba. That's not what's going to do it. I hate to tell you guys. I hate to let out the secret. That's not what's going to bring us to Olam Haba. What's going to bring us to Olam Haba is Avas Yisrael, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Hashem. That brings to Olam Haba. That brings to Olam Haba. And it doesn't matter who you are. That's what brings all the matter. He can change it. A person, well, I can't change the whole generation, but we can change each one of us. Each one of us can change. So he says, praise is the person that what Rabbi Akiva said stands in front of him all the time. What does it mean? What does it say? V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol ba'torah. Rabbi Akiva says a simple thing. Is a klal gadol ba'torah. It's a big klal. It's a big, humongous understanding of the Torah. It's one of the biggest things in the whole Torah. If that's standing in front of us, is Rabbi Akiva, the Tana Rabbi Akiva, this Hillel HaZaken, is saying to us, also, if that's standing in front of us, then we have something. If we don't do that, then what do we have? You know, there's an unbelievable story of Reb Pinchas Mikaretz. You know, Reb Pinchas Mikaretz was one of the big Talmidim, was one of the big three Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Okay? And he only saw the Baal Shem Tov three times. But he chapped what the Baal Shem Tov was about very quick. And he became one of the Ikrei Talmidim that was Ma'avir, the Torah of the Baal Shem. Anyway, one time, in his community, you know, in those times in Europe, big communities, all of the Torah, all people that are Yirei Shemayim, everybody's mamash tzaddikim gemurim there, in these towns. There's no such thing as Chil Shabbos, there's no such thing as, you know what I'm saying? They're all Ohavei Hashem and Ovdei Hashem, right? Anyway, in Pinchas Karetz, in Karetz, there was this one guy, a chayat. It's a chayat, he makes clothing, you know, a what?
Tailor.
A tailor, right. A tailor, right? So the tailor in the town wasn't so IAI. He was the one guy who never came to shul, you know. No one knew what was going on with him. Was he dati, not dati? They didn't really know. But he was like on the side of the town. He wasn't nechshav as anybody that was chashav at all. Anyway, and he would go to the pub, you know, in town. The goyim went there and everything. He didn't exactly fit into the Jewish part of town. All right. Anyway, one day, Reb Pinchas Karetz comes into shul in the morning, and they say, There's a Levaya. He says, who's Levaya? He says, no one wants to go. The Gabbai says, no, Mamish, no one wants to go. He says, no, it's... One, a guy screams out, no, it was just the tailor. The tailor died. You know, that guy, Baruch Hashem, he's dead. You know, that type of thing. Pinchas Karetz says, the tailor? And he starts to cry. He starts to cry profusely. Mamish can't stop crying. And he says, what time is Levaya? He says, Levaya's 3:30. So, thank you for telling me. Pinchas goes out. Everybody goes out. Everybody. everybody's crying behind the mitzvah, you know. It was like the tzaddik yisod olam. You know, no one, right? No one knew. They thought he was lamed vavnik. They thought he must be lamed vavnik. Rabbi Yehuda, he came in. Also one of the talmidim of the Baal Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, he came in. And he's very close to the Pinchas. He comes in and he says after Levaya, Pinchas, give me a break. Give me a break. You can fool them, but you can't fool me. I know who the guy was, and I know what a Lam Vavnik is. The guy wasn't Lam Vavnik. So who are you playing with? What are you playing with here? What are you playing with? You played that he's a tzaddik and he's not. What's going on? So Pinchas says to him, I'll tell you a story. He says, you know, me and my wife, we grew up yatom in our house. Yatom, actually, we grew up yatoma in our house. And the yatoma lived by us for many, many years. And then we married her off. And, you know, we didn't have any money to marry her off. We didn't have any money for her either. We didn't have anything. So I collected from the tzibur. And said, all right. Anyway, they're getting married. And the night, a couple of hours before the chasna, the chasna comes. The chasn is in shayachtim. The chasn is the kal is shayachtim. The chasn comes to him and says, Pinchas, I don't have a talus. He says, okay, I'll deal with it after the chasn. You know, he was embarrassed already to ask for any more money from anybody. Who's he going to ask from? He asked from the whole kal. The whole kal is paying for this wedding and everything. So he was embarrassed. He says, I'll deal with it after. He says, but Rebbe, the first Shabbos, I'll be without a talus. It'll be so embarrassing. He says, you know, you're right, I can't embarrass you like that. He's also a yatom, you know? Anyway, so he goes into town and he says, who am I going to go and ask? What am I going to do? And he said, you know what? I don't have any brera, I'll go and ask the tailor. He goes to the tailor's house and the tailor is like beaming. Rav Pinchas Mikaretz is coming to my house. It's unbelievable. This is like Pnei Hashchina Mamish. Wow, how am I zeichet to this? He says, I'll tell you the story. He tells him the whole story about the yatom. And he says to him, if you could give me money for, I need 10 rubles for this. If you give me 10 rubles, I'd be very happy. He says, you know, I don't have much money. I'll give you 1 ruble. He says, that's more than enough. Thank you so much. And he walks out. He gets the corner. This tailor comes running after him. He says to him, Rebbe, Bidmaut. He starts crying to him. Rebbe, tell me, I just want to know one thing. If I give you the other 9, will I get olam haba? Will you maftiach to me that I'll get olam haba? He says, I'm maftiach to you that you're going to get olam haba. I'm maftiach to you, if you give the other 9, you're going to get olam haba. And he gave the other 9. We don't know. It's an unbelievable story. A person gives, but he doesn't have. He didn't have any money. He really didn't have any money. That was all that he had. And he died shortly after that. And Pinchas goes after the mitzvah and he starts crying. Why is he crying? Because he sees a person couldn't do the mitzvah. This is hard for him. For whatever reason. I don't know. I'm not the one to judge and he's not the one to judge. But we see what the person wanted in his life. The person wanted to do good, but he wasn't able to for some reason. For some reason, something was stopping him to do good. Something was stopping him, and he couldn't do it. So we have to try to do the best we can. But don't judge the next guy. Don't do. And Reb Shlomo says on this story, he says, an unbelievable thing. He says he was walking in Tel Aviv one day, and he sees a person next to the ocean there, you know. He sees a person crying next to the ocean. He said to him, what are you crying about, Yidla? He said, I'll tell you the truth. I have everything that I ever wanted. I have riches. I have a wife. I have kids. I have everything I want. But I'll tell you the truth. What I'm crying about is that I have an neshama, and I don't know what to do with it. I have an neshama, but I don't know what to do with my neshama. What a story. I don't know what to do with my neshama. How many of us know what to do with our neshama? How many of us know how to connect to our neshama? How many of us know what the neshama is, bichlal, right? How many of us have ever met our neshama? How do we meet our neshama? We meet our neshama by a simple thing, Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael, what I see in the next year, I can see things because I'm there. If I'm not there, I can't see anything. And a lot of people aren't there. So they start judging, Al-Pizé. His pants are, look what styled clothes he has. It's crazy, you know. It's just like, who wears those pants anymore? Who wears those shoes? Like, those are outdated, you know. People are judging like that. Why are they judging like that? Because they're not looking for the neshama. The neshama isn't alive. The neshama is sort of dormant. But when our neshama gets alive all of a sudden we look at a yud like in a different way. We look from our neshama into his neshama. And then we're able to see something we never saw before. We're able to see a licht that's beyond the licht. And that licht, if you look through those eyes, that's what comes out. That's what you're able to bring out. That's what you draw out. It's drawing out. That's the ikar yichud of the tzaddikim. What is a yichud? A yichud means, you know, the Arizal. Who knows? But the Arizal used to mamish be miyached yichudim. What does it mean miyached yichudim? He used to walk around, and he used to see a cat, right? He used to see a cat. Gaval, there's a neshama in there. I have to take him out. So he was mamish, draw out the neshama. He used to draw out neshamas from plants. He used to draw out neshamas. He saw plants. People stuck in plants. How does a person get stuck in a plant? He couldn't grow enough. It sounds funny, right? Mordechai, you're laughing. Right? But there are people, they get stuck in the next world. We go from this world to the next world, and we get stuck in different places. Some people get stuck in thorns. Some people get stuck in animals and all sorts of things. It's not so simple. We get golden. See, Arizal's Ikra Voda was Miyachid Yichudim. What's miyachid yichudim? What does it mean to be miyachid something? To be miyachid something means to be mechaber shamayim ba'aretz. When you're looking at something, you can just connect shamayim ba'aretz. What does it mean? It comes out of the first pasuk. Bereshit bara Elokim, eita shamayim ve'eita aretz. We spoke about this many times. Eita shamayim ve'eita aretz is Rashi Tevis, ekeve, aleph and a hey and a vav and a hey. Gematria 17, gematria tov, right? And when you look at the Tov that's connecting Shemayim Be'eretz, you look at the Tov in this person, that is the Yichud. And all of a sudden, this person sprouts. This person, mamash, blooms. And this person becomes something that he could never become without you looking at him in that way. But because you looked at him with an Ayin Tovah, all of a sudden you saw something so big inside him and you uplifted it like nothing else before. Unbelievable. The Koyach that each one of us has with our eyes, with our understanding, with our dibur, is so big, is beyond big. This is the ikr tefillah of Ana B'chach Gedulati Mincha Tatir Tzura, right? Tatir Tzura, what does it mean, Tatir Tzura? Get the Tzura, get the thing that's sarur inside, that's stuck, get it out, uplift it out. That's the ikr tefillah of Rabbi Nechonya Ben Akaneh, right? That's the 48th Nesiyot. That's all sorts of things. Anyway, we won't get into it. But there's a lot going on there, yeah? We can really bring this out, guys. And it's up to us, each one of us. Each one of us has these eyes. We're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov. Let's not forget that. You know, it's not simple to be Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov. You know what a madrega that is? You know what the whole world is wishing to be Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov. They weren't Zeicher. But we were Zeicher. Let's get this world into a better place. It's up to us. And when we do this, we're uplifting neshamas. And this is yichud. This is an unbelievable thing. And when we do this with our chavrusas, and even with the next guy's chavrusa, we each look at him with an ayin tova, all of a sudden, you'll see them doing good things. You'll see them changing overnight. It's not so hard. It just takes a different eyes to look at it. That's all it is. It's called in the Svarim, I don't know Svarim, but in the Svarim it's called Eina Dekala Yamina. It's an ayin that's all a yamin. It's a right eye. What's a right eye? I don't know. But it's a right eye, you know? Instead of a left eye, yeah? There's left eyes out there. Don't be a left eye. Be a right eye. What's a right eye? Tov. Tov Hashem Lakol Brachma Bakol Ma'asav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, when I see that and live that, all of a sudden everybody around me is good. And when I don't live that, everything around me is Nebuch. He just doesn't have the style. He just doesn't have the style. He doesn't have the yarmulke. He doesn't have this shirt that I have. He doesn't have this. Not a name brand, you know. It's not a name brand there. Not cool, you know. Not holding. Okay. This is going to give us Olam Haba. Keep going. But I don't think so. Right? Keep going. But really, what's going to give us Olam Haba? What's going to give them Olam Haba? What's going to give the whole world Olam Haba? What's going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu? What's going to bring the Beis HaMikdash? Is looking in an eye that's all on the right. All that we see, Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachma V'Kol Ma'asa, we should be Zeiche.
Amen. Yeah. Oh. I'm gonna make it.